FFA Today correspondent Courtney Gerstenecker recently spoke with the past president of the National FFA Alumni Association, Jim McRae, as well as the 2015 National FFA Alumni President, Dan Klassen. They addressed the importance of alumni membership, as well as the critical role they serve within the organization.
I'm Courtney Gerstenecker, here with the National FFA Alumni President, Jim McRae. What is the main goal of the Alumni Association for FFA? Why is there an alumni?
The alumni, you think of them as the local program support. Our mission from day one has always been support your local alumni chapter. These teachers are overworked. They're stressed as far as the amount of time they have to spend in the classroom and outside of the classroom. Whether it's in fundraising or whether it's in taking students to contests, different events that they have to do, if we can take some of the burden off of them and make their life a little easier, that's what we're here for. More opportunities for the students and hopefully make it a little easier on the teachers so we can retain more teachers into the industry. We have awards for the outstanding affiliates across the country, and that's the alumni chapters that have went above and beyond. And they use the best practices of as a representative of what alumni chapters can be. Once again, that could either be in fundraising that they have done over the years, or whether they are mentoring their students in a certain way, or whether they're helping their ag teachers with their SAE projects. It's just a way of showcasing the best of the best. We also have that same award that goes to individuals, because we have some outstanding individuals that are using their time and talents to benefit students, and we'd like to reward those. We do some of the miscellaneous stuff like websites, newsletters, and things like that. But the big two, I think, are the affiliate awards and the local member award.
Well, a lot of great things happening, and alumni does so much for its members. What is one thing that you want to say to someone in a blue jacket right now of what they can do as an alumni member and why they should become an FFA alumni member?
Take a look at your FFA career, the things that you have done and been a part of over your 4, 5, 6 year FFA career. Think back to how that happened. Was there financial rewards? Did you have scholarships? Were you able to go to national convention and some of the cost was borne by possibly your FFA alumni chapter, your booster club that stood up and they helped you have more opportunities and a better experience in FFA. What the alumni does, that's their purpose in life, is to give back. Most of the people in there, a lot of the people in FFA alumni are past FFA members, and they're giving back for what they received while they were members. But we also have a very large contingent of our FFA alumni membership, including our past president, and the president-elect coming in that never did wear the blue jacket. These are people who experienced FFA through their children, and they got an opportunity to see what FFA was all about, but maybe not, they did not experience it as students, and they understand the value in it, and they're coming back and they're giving to the program. Sometimes people get hung up on the word alumni. We're basically a group of FFA supporters, some of which wore the blue jacket. And our main purpose, as I said many times before, is to support your local programs. If we don't keep our local programs strong and take some of the burden off of our local ag teachers, then we're not going to have the programs for very long. We need to support the group that's doing the good deeds.
The National FFA Alumni President, Jim McRae. I'm Courtney Gerstenecker, here with Don Klassen, the president-elect for the National FFA Alumni Association. How did you get involved with the alumni?
Well, I got involved with the alumni because, believe it or not, I never wore the corduroy jacket, the blue and gold. I'm an exception to the rule. But when I saw what FFA was doing for my own kids as they were going through high school, I grudgingly became an alumni member by the tugging of their advisor who needed somebody to help with a project. And when I realized the wonderful things that were happening to my kids, it was time to be a part and to let other young people have the opportunities that my children had. What a neat organization that can affect kids coast to coast and border to border. But on a personal side, my family and I farm in northwest Iowa. And as I look forward to our needs in the upcoming decades or so that I'll continue to farm, we've got to have a group of young people that can fill the positions that those of us with gray shingles on top of the head are going to be retiring from. And FFA is a marvelous way to start these young people on a career to help us produce the food and fiber needs that we're going to have in the upcoming decades.
With the FFA alumni, they do so much for FFA members. What is your main focus?
Well, certainly our goal is to have every student that goes through the FFA program become an alumni member. But more importantly, there are an awful lot of FFA chapters that don't have the support of an alumni group. The alumni group can bring in not only finances, bring in our knowledge from past experience. If a student that lives in a town and wants to have an animal SAE, I even know of alumni that have provided housing so they can have an animal SAE. So it's as well as providing transportation to get that animal to the county fair. It's just a great way to stay connected with the students as well. And more importantly, I can't stress it enough, to have that labor source that we're going to need in the upcoming years.
Well, thank you, Courtney. Again, that's Courtney Gerstenecker, one of our FFA Today correspondents.